Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished professional from Pune, India, Dr. Sameer Joshi. Sameer, welcome to the show.
Namaskar. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Dr. Joshi is the Vice Chairman of the Indian Plastics Institute. He is the owner of Noesis Enterprises. I hope I have the pronunciation correct. He's also the holder for the Guinness World Record for the largest T-shirt from plastic waste. He's been called the Plastic Man of India, a hero of environment and recycling. And Dr. Joshi has been recognized, felicitated, and awarded several times. So, Sameer, you've achieved so much in your life in an area which is so critical for the world. Let me start by asking you about your own journey in brief and what got you interested in the world of plastics.
To begin with, you know, I come from a background where my father is a first generation entrepreneur, and he started his company way back in 1970.
Okay.
We were making refrigerator panels. You know, in the olden times, when you see before the advent of the frost-free refrigerators, we had that aluminum box which made the ice. Mm-hmm. So that was developed by my father and his partner, and they had a patent on that.
Wow.
So we are there in this business since 1975. So 1970 to 75 was the period where all this development happened. And when I was on the verge of taking up engineering degree, it is in 1986 when I passed my 12th standard, my father said, you know, this in Pune, there is this college called Maharashtra Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm.
It is perhaps the only college that time in India, mm-hmm. when it started, mm-hmm. where they offered polymer engineering. And
okay.
my father, being a metallurgist, he said, Sameer, this polymer line is the future.
Okay.
And you should take up admission there. Mm. That's how I entered polymers and did my graduation in polymer engineering from the University of Pune in 1990. Mm. And then worked for some time. And in 1992, I started the plastic division of our company, where we started making plastic injection molded components for refrigerators. And those times, the popular companies, they had just entered into washing machines.
Mm.
So since we were vendors to those refrigerator companies, they said, why don't you start supplying us plastic components?
Mm.
So that's how I entered into injection molding.
How interesting.
And we
how
started supplying those components.
Mm.
And whatever association I had with the plastic industry, what I mean by that is associating myself with associations. My father was the one who encouraged me way back in 1990 when I passed out to become a member of the Society of Plastics Engineers USA.
Hmm.
Now, that time, in 1990, the fee was $150.
Wow.
But my father said you should be a member.
Hmm.
He paid for my membership. And I have been a member of Society of Plastic Engineers since then, till today.
Amazing.
And I then got associated with the Indian Plastics Institute. And that's how I am in this field of plastics and the plastic associated with plastic associations.
Amazing. Amazing. So let's talk about the Indian Plastics Institute. And you are the vice chairman of the institute. Let me start by asking you, what are some of the significant challenges that plastic poses for our environment?
Before that, can I introduce Indian Plastics
Institute? Absolutely. Please do. Please do.
Indian Plastic Institute is one of the oldest plastic associations.
Mm-hmm.
It's an offshoot of the Plastics and Rubber Institute of London.
Okay.
It dates back in the era of 1940s and 1950s.
Mm.
So Indian Plastics Institute began as the Plastics and Rubber Institute Indian chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1984, the PRI India, that is the Plastics and Rubber Institute in India, was mm-hmm. renamed as the Indian Plastics Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So we came into existence in 1984, and our structure is that we have got a central head office in Mumbai, and we are present in 15 cities and towns of India.
Correct.
And also we have two international affiliations, one with Nepal and one with Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
And we are what is called as a technical backbone of the plastic industry in India.
Mm-hmm.
Our main aim is spreading the correct knowledge of plastics. Mind mm-hmm. you, we are not here to promote plastics.
Correct.
Once upon a time, we were doing that, but now mm-hmm. it is promoting the correct use of plastics.
Mm-hmm.
And our contribution to the Indian plastic industry is that, you know, in skill development, mm-hmm. way back when the ITIs were started,
mm-hmm.
to introduce the course of plastic supervisor, Indian Plastic Institute took the initiative and instituted the PPOT, that is Plastic Processor Technical Course in the ITIs. And that's mm-hmm. how for skill developments we contributed.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the question of what is the challenges and mm-hmm. what is the things we are doing, you know, someone from the plastic industry has coined a very nice statement before mm-hmm. I begin.
Hmm.
I said, plastics do not litter, people do.
Absolutely. Well said.
And, you know, we just like how we had the Stone Age and the Iron Age and the other ages, we are today in what is called as a plastic age.
Correct.
You know, users, haters, abusers, kickers, lovers, but ultimately plastics are here to stay till such time that a replacement can be found.
Correct.
And I am not at all promoting plastics, or I'm not at all guarding plastics. I'll tell you a little story if I can really digress. The plastic bag was invented in 1950 by a gentleman called Tulin, Mr. Tulin. And Mr. Tulin then gave that, and it became a painted in process. And we know how in the 80s and 90s, everywhere in the world, the plastic bag is used widely. But that gentleman, his grandson told the BBC that time, after a couple of years, that to my grandfather, the plastic bag was not that it has to be used and thrown away. That his grandfather used to carry that bag, reuse it till the time it became of no use and it became torn. So imagine the inventor of the plastic bag saying that time, that this plastic bag has not to be thrown away, or it is not a single use. We have, you know, learned all the wrong things of the bag, but forgotten what the inventor of the plastic bag has said. So plastics today has become a dinosaur or a bad thing for the earth. But, you know, as it says, everything has two coins.
Correct.
Two sides of a coin, and plastic is one such side of that coin. Then, of course, in many countries, it is being banned. Then we know there is a worldwide now movement against single-use plastics. That is fair enough. That is absolutely fair enough, because we are not able to manage our plastics.
Correct.
No, we have bans on plastics, but we do not have bans on littering. And our institute is just trying to, we have this famous reuse, reduce, recycle, and lot of things. But we say reuse, reduce, rethink, cycle. No, rethink whether plastic has to be used or no. Avoid its usage where it is not needed. And ensure that the plastic is recycled. And then we are in the age of circular economy where nothing is a waste. At the end of its life, we again recycle or upcycle that bag into plastic products. Here, and I'll show you one such. Can you see this? It looks like a tripod. This is a phone stand made from recycled chocolate wrappers.
Wow.
Can you imagine this? You know, there is a startup in Mumbai. His name is Sharang Ambadkar, and his company is Feel Good. I asked him, how does this company get your name? You know, he said, here I am making waste feel good.
Amazing. Amazing.
So you know, using the correct plastics, using plastics and designing them properly and refusing where not needed is the way ahead. And
well said.
Our association has been doing a lot of work of educating. Then we are part of policy making, and we are in contributing our part in the ecosystem.
But, you know, Sameer, tell me, you know, and I love your comment that you just gave, that plastics do not litter, people do. And that really means a huge amount of education that needs to be done. And I've just come back from a holiday in Himachal Pradesh, and it pained me to see every mountain that we went, even to 11,000 feet, was full of bags. What measures can be taken by each one of us? And I wouldn't blame the plastic industry, but what measures can be done to reduce the plastic waste? Because everyone recognizes the problem, but I think they blame the industry for wrong reasons.
Very, very wise. And, you know, this eternal question always asked, as I said, you know, small things, reduce. How many of us really, you know, reduce our plastic consumption?
Right.
How many of us, you know, if we eat those wafers from the packet chips, how many of us keep it in our basket again? How many of us do we really not throw it? The awareness is first. Awareness is important. And then avoiding the littering. You know, it's a blame. Are udhar kachra hai, idhar kachra hai. But this, you know, three fingers are pointing back at me. How do I stop littering? You know, the most simple lessons is when we visit a foreign country, we do not throw it. But why litter our own mountains and our own Himalayas? That's a very thing.
Very well.
Now things are changing with Swachh Bharat mission and our educating the children. The children of today are very intelligent.
Correct.
And, you know, we started believing, and that's we target catch them young. They are the biggest brand ambassadors of a green future and a better future.
Absolutely.
You know, we are today at such a progress where, you know, everything is available. But if we do not take care of our environment, there will be problems of water and pollution. But even if you have the best of things, you know, we have to remember first that it's planet, people, and profit.
Correct.
In the pandemic, we have heard that the earth took care of herself.
Correct.
We have to take care of the environment. Let us stop fooling ourselves that we take care of, save planet earth. We have to save ourselves. And that is
the simple
things of not littering and having, you know, Swachh Bharat to me is Dil mein Sach, Dimag mein India. You know, a clean mind and a clean heart of not littering, not putting that wrapper in you know, on the road or something is
well
the
said.
Smallest things.
That's a great example. But I want to also now move to another question, which is that how can we've spoken about individuals and how it is important to get them to understand, but how can businesses and industries be held accountable for their plastic weight and waste and pollution?
The government of India has put in laws for the systems.
Correct.
And you know, packaging, the how to reduce the packaging content, designing for packaging, you know, do not put an extra layer of packaging. That is what is thought. The brands are being aware. And, you know, alternate packaging methods are there. Multi-layer packaging is replaced by monolayer packaging of the same material. And, you know, reducing the plastic content, going in for alternative plastics. This is what government has mandated. And the government of India has come up with new laws whereby 2025, compulsory use of recycled content in packaging is mandated.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, it automatically the recycled content in the plastics increases, in the plastic packaging increases, and the industries are mandated under this law of EPR to collect back the plastics that they put in the market. It's brand neutral and geography neutral. Companies are, the brands, the companies are, you know, everyone is moving towards that. And let me tell you, this is not an Indian phenomenon, it's a worldwide phenomenon. And, you know, there is a global plastic treaty coming up in 2024, where it mandates that, you know, 175 countries of the world have come together to sign this treaty and find solutions and find workable ways to take care of plastic waste and, you know, to reduce the consumption and recollect. And, you know, there is a very important statement, and say ban plastics. We just cannot ban plastic. We should say ban plastic, which is not correct for the environment. So you should say beat plastics. No, it beat plastic pollution. That is important.
Very well said. So, Sameer, we've spoken about a lot of the challenges being faced because of the plastic industry. But, you know, and for some reason, the plastic industry over the last 7, 8, 10 years has been made the villain of the piece. But it's a very critical industry in the whole world. What are you as an association doing to support the plastic industry? And what are some of the challenges they are facing?
Very rightly said, sir. You know, we in the plastic industry, you know, are somewhat caught in a ping pong situation. We are not the direct end users. The end users are the brands or the packaging companies. We are just the converters. But we have bared the brunt of legislation. We have bared the brunt of bans. We have bared the brunt of you know, people pointing finger at us. You know, someone has to be blamed, and I guess the plastic industry was meant for that.
Correct.
But we have, you know, earlier the mindset was, you know, to use any material, chalta hai attitude, and the industry never realized that we owe something as a plastic manufacturer to the environment. So the environmental impact was never ever thought by the industry as such. But at the cost of environment, no one is going to be spared. And that's what really happened when the courts of the land said nothing doing. Environmental first. Like I said, you know, earlier planet first, then people, then profits.
Right.
So it took a lot of time for the plastic industry to turn their mindsets to that. So the we are going to be banned. That was the learning which we learned hard way and the long way. And then the plastic industry started learning its lessons, not using raw materials which are harmful, not using plastics which are, you know, which can cause problems to the environment or the human beings, not using plastics that are recycled again and again. And, you know, when the single-use plastics policy came, a lot of our members turned to alternate solutions. Then we now hear of plastics being made from biodegradable sources and natural sources. No doubt this is costly at the moment, but this market is going to be increasing soon. So the industry itself, three to four lakh jobs were lost. But we post the pandemic, we are again coming back to the normal and finding alternatives and behaving rationally to be in fine tune with the laws of the land. I don't mean to say that we disobeyed the laws, but, you know, to understand and accept the situation and change the response and the reaction. That's what the industry does. To put it in three simple words, which I have learned over this journey. First, we learned what the lessons were. Then we unlearned our past. And then we are now relearning and walking the path for a better environment and a better ecosystem.
My next question to you is that as a premier association for the plastics industry, how do you envision the future of the plastics industry in India?
Very appropriate question. You know, the petrochemical companies are the ones which are the producers of the plastic material.
Correct.
You know, on one side, plastics is banned. But on the other side, you know, the petrochemical investments in till 2050 have been thought of.
Absolutely.
And meaning that much is going to be the consumption of the materials.
Mm.
And the consumption of materials is going to rise. Mm. To give you some perspective, India today, per capita, per person, to say, in a year, uses only 11 kgs of plastics.
Mm.
Whereas in the Western world, that is in the Americas, there is 120 kgs.
Mm.
So the plastic penetration in India is still low.
Mm.
In the pandemic, we have learned how the plastics became important in the reuse. So the plastic consumption is going to rise, but cautiously, and environmental friendly steps being taken to see the plastics that is put in the market, as I said, from natural resources,
mm.
then judicious use of plastics, and the plastic industry will have to tune its ways.
Correct.
To manufacture products that are environmental friendly, mm. and also to be cautious. And when we talk of plastics, it is not only plastics. Today we are talking about materials age.
Mm.
Where, you know, plastic is just the one form. So a simple example, when we take a rocket or an aeroplane, it is a combination of materials.
Mm.
That is what is called as composites. So mm. plastics will graduate in the form of polymers. Plastics come from a family of polymers, where polymers is rubber, paints, and proteins and other materials. So plastics mm. will have to reinvent themselves mm. and in being more environmental friendly and being used as composites for making things better.
Mm. Very interesting.
And so our institute is spreading the knowledge and organizing the technical seminars there. And then under our Make in India program, we are inviting the best of the companies to share their knowledge and also requesting them to do technology transfer or joint ventures, whereby we are benefited from the learnings of the foreign countries.
Mm, wonderful. So, Samir, I have time for two more questions. My next question is, sometime back in our conversation, you showed me that little tripod,
yes.
plastic tripod. So my question is, what are some of the innovative solutions that are being developed to address the challenges of plastic waste?
These the mera desh badal raha hai, and it's an India of a new generation. You know, I see and I work with a lot of startups going with absolutely brilliant ideas, and those ideas are not remaining on paper but being seen the light of the day. Just I showed you the tripod, that is a phone stand made from chocolate wrappers.
Correct.
Similarly, you know, there are a lot of startups developing products out of recycled plastics.
Correct.
So, you know, in India, the multi-layer plastics is a big consumption of material. Multi-layer plastic are the wafer packets where mm. you see a layer of metal and plastic.
Mm.
So these are very difficult to recycle. But there are startups who are converting these, which were earlier just being sent to cement kilns and for making roads, they are converting them into furniture.
Mm.
They are converting them into useful products like benches.
Mm.
No, they are converting them into bags, carry bags,
mm.
with an upscaling them.
Mm.
So these startups are coming up with innovative ideas in terms of products or in terms of solutions, whereby, you know, one startup I know is coming up with a solution how to separate the two layers of plastics.
Mm.
And the ecosystem is such that such technologies of the startups will be scaled to a good level.
Mm-hmm.
And we as an institute are supporting them, mm-hmm. trying to get them featured. And, you know, one that startup I showed you about the phone stand, he mm. got a recognition from the UN SDGs for his work.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So the Indian startups are recognized at the global level.
Absolutely. And my last question to you, Samir, and this is again for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation, You had such an amazing journey, you know, in your own life, and there's so much more that you will be doing. What would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from your own journey and from our conversation?
I am too small a person, I guess, to, you know, preach. All I can pray is for the best wishes of everybody. But you know, I follow a simple philosophy of life. I'm just a grain of sand in this whole ecosystem. I began with a passion. I am still passionate because my journey is, you know, just you have to believe in something. Keep walking, and you know, the old mantra of success will come sometime. So,
well,
you know,
said,
you have to follow your heart and live your dream. All things will happen as a consequence.
How wonderful. How wonderful. And on that note, Sameer, and your amazing conversation, you know, lessons of believe in something, keep walking, and success will come on its own in due course. Thank you so much for talking to me about your journey. Thank you for talking to me about the Indian Plastics Institute, about all the amazing work that you are doing at the Institute to support not just manufacturers of plastic, but also to educate so many people in understanding that plastics is not something that can be thrown out completely, but it has to be managed well. And I'm going to repeat what you told me some time back. Plastics do not litter, it's people who do. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.